Okay, excellent. Well, welcome everyone to our pre-bid meeting for our adult mental health targeted case management services request for proposals. We like to offer this space for any interested provider to come on and have the opportunity to ask questions, hear about the program, process any concerns or anticipated needs for your application process if you do choose to move forward with submitting a response to the RFP. So we really just like to carve out this time to make the team here at Mid-Shore Behavioral Health available to support you in that process. This really is the only time that we will extend ourselves to support any questions, so don't hesitate to ask them because after today's meeting, we won't really be in a position to entertain any formal questions following this period of time. So just some basic information regarding the opportunity that we currently have available. It opened on the 25th of March. And the close date is by May 20th at 4 p.m. This opportunity is a 5-year sort of an identified priority vendor for the opportunity for whoever is awarded to be able to render and receive funding from the public behavioral health system for targeted case management services for adults. So this is not a grant-funded program per se, but it is required by Medicaid and by the state of Maryland to offer the opportunity every 5 years for there to be a new vendor that potentially is serving and has the identified opportunity for the 5 counties in the Mid-Shore to be the vendor to render the targeted case management services for adults. So I think sometimes there is confusion around that because there is not a dollar amount necessarily attached to the RFP. It is purely the opportunity to demonstrate your interest and capacity to serve as this vendor and meet the scope of work, as well as meet the expectations in COMAR to render the care for the targeted case management service. I'll stop there and just see if there are any questions. Or Lisa, if you'd like to chime in and add anything to what I've shared so far, I'd welcome it.
I think you covered the basis. I mean, this is targeted case management, like you said, for adults for all 5 counties. There is structure outlaid as far as staffing in the RFP. But if you have any more specific questions, we can talk about that as well.
We do just for transparency around our process here at Mid-Shore Behavioral Health. For those who are not aware, we are a nonprofit in structure. So we have a board of directors that serves in our governing capacity. And out of that group, we have a smaller group identified that we call our Program Services Committee. That group volunteers their time so graciously to support the review of any applications. So there is a sort of an additional layer of insight and sort of firewalling from the team here at Mid-Shore to have the endorsement and insight from our board members that serve in that committee to receive and review the applications. And with the team members here at Mid-Shore, we will sit down with them and review all applications to do a scoring process. So just to provide that little insight to this group on how we go through the selection process, we will have that group review your applications, score them, and then a selected vendor will be identified. I just to reiterate, the service agreement would start on July 1st. Essentially, after the closing of the RFP and the selection of the vendor, we will communicate to the Behavioral Health Administration and the Office of Licensing who has been identified from this process to serve and receive the endorsement to have the letter to provided by the administration to be the Medicaid identified Medicaid vendor for the five Mid-Shore counties for the next 5 years, unless there was something that came up that made the organization unable to render that service. We have seen that happen historically. We've not necessarily in this service, but with another service similarly structured, we have had a vendor that unfortunately wasn't able to continue to render the care because of just an organizational development where they essentially closed their businesses. So if there was a circumstance like that that came up, we would take all of that into consideration. But essentially, if you are awarded the endorsement to serve, it is a 5-year agreement. And we would go through this process again. So we've had, vendors have multiple 5-year installments of providing this care, and that's not unusual. But we're excited to see that there's potentially some additional interest this time around, which is always encouraging, and we love to hear from various groups. So at that point, I think I'm going to just stop and see if there are any questions or comments.
Hey, Katie, this is Donna Sella. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
I just had a quick question about organizations collaborating or partnering for the RFP. Is that an option?
Maybe could you explain that a little bit more?
That if you had two vendors that felt like they wanted to maybe split the counties or some of the services down, would that be an option? And just for example, if it was like MDA and ABC organization, that if they decided that they wanted to apply together, could it be a joint partnership or would it have to be one single organization?
Well, we can, I think that's a fair question to take back to the Division of Licensing. I anticipate that what their response will be that they are going to want to have one vendor be identified as the entity that's billing and kind of being responsible for that process. But we can take that question back and then post the response on the website and make sure to email you specifically too in this group that's participating with how they respond to that.
Thank you.
Sure.
Katie, with that being said, do we need people to put in the chat who where they're from? Because we do have some where we don't have a name.
Sure. Yeah, that would be helpful if you if you could be so kind to, if you're willing to put your email addresses in the chat, we would appreciate that so we can make sure everyone gets the response to Don Sella's question. Anyone else?
Katie, another question. Are you able to say who was the vendor that had the services before?
Yes, currently it's Corsica River
Okay.
that has been the vendor for I think the last several cycles of the service.
Okay, thank you.
Sure. Lisa, do you want to talk a little bit just about like the monitoring process for this? Just so folks know what to expect, because I don't think we go into that much detail in the RFP, but just so if you were selected, what would that look like?
So we do a site visit annually that includes file reviews. We pretty in-depth file reviews. We look at staffing structure. The state does provide an actual audit tool that we follow for that based around COMAR regs. So the way the audit tool is laid out, it references directly back to the different COMAR regs under targeted case management. We're always there for support. I know since targeted case management is a lot of resource finding and connecting, we are constantly forwarding resources to the provider just so they have those. We can always be there for talking through cases if we need to, but it is one annual site visit that we provide a report that after the site visit, if everything is approved, we do get a certificate of approval signed by BHA. For even though it's a 5-year contract, we do have to have certificate of approval each year based on the site visit results.
Thanks, Lisa. Anyone else have any comments or questions for us today? We're here for you.
Hello, this is Uma Thomas. I have a question about the RFP. On page 13, the proposal submission, it says the format, it looks like it's three separate files, the narrative, which is 5 pages, then the technical proposal, and then the financial proposal. I just want to clarify from how it reads, the technical proposal is pretty much a regurgitation of the RFP, the terms of the RFP and assessing those. Because on the next page, it looks like the technical and financial are combined and the whereas the first page, it looks like it's three separate documents.
Katie and Bridget, I'm going to defer to you because I unfortunately am not in a position to open up the RFP to reference.
Okay, and I'm trying to figure out what's.
Yeah, I see what you're saying. It is confusing.
Can you repeat again what the, 'cause I was
So,
trying.
if you look at page 13,
Okay.
share my screen. So, for those that are wondering, what are we talking about here?
That'd be helpful.
Can everyone see? So, there's a section here that Uma is re referencing, I think, under A. Lisa, can you see this?
Yes.
Okay, so we've got narrative outline, technical proposal, and financial proposal. And it sounds like the question is, if you scroll down to the next page under item 12, it looks as if the technical and financial proposal criteria should be together.
Oh, I see.
So, I do think that that is confusing in how it's presented now that she's pointing that out. So, And she's saying that the narrative would essentially be like the technical and the narrative seem to be a duplication of information, which is there is that's valid to a certain extent. So I would say as long as those components, all three are included in the proposal, even if there was some combination under the technical and financial section, we would accept that. And you could just put in parentheses that it's representing both. I don't know if that's helpful or not.
Thank you.
Sure. I'm sorry for that. And that's good. A good question. I appreciate the pointing that out. No, stop sharing now. So we have, from what I'm hearing, we have one follow-up item that we need to just connect with the administration around, and that is Don Sella's question regarding if there is a collaboration application, would that be considered? And what would be the, I guess, the dynamics that would be expected of an arrangement like that? And we will put that in. And as soon as we have the response, we'll email this group that participated today, as well as post that response on our website. I guess if there are no more questions or comments, we will conclude our pre-bid conference. Bridget or Lisa, is there anything else you want to offer in closing?
No.
Thanking everybody for being here.
Absolutely.
Be safe out there today.
I know it's going to be a,
have a good day.
A bad afternoon otherwise. Be careful out there. And thank you all.
Thank you.